begin the meeting, so call the Technical Advisory Committee meeting to order. First on the agenda is approval of the minutes. Hopefully everybody had an opportunity to review the minutes. If so, do you have any corrections and or additions to the minutes as they were presented? If not, would entertain a motion to approve the minutes. So moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion?
Yeah.
Yes.
One question on top of page 3, the 41 of Hillsdale, the recommended alternative, the J-turn, median U-turn. I'm new to this area, and I'm just wondering, are there very many intersection treatments on the J-turn design, or is there something new that's being tried out here?
So we've got actually 4 within the Vincennes District, 2 up on that recently opened up on 41 in northern Knox County, and then we've got 2 over near Dale.
Spencer County,
that have been open and functioning now, what, 2 years,
Rusty? Yeah, at least a year.
So no, we'll it's not new, but they are a newer type design that function very well in the situations where we've placed them.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to see that doing that here. We've got, I don't know, a handful in Kentucky, and I think people at first don't like the idea, but once they get used to it, they see that it works better.
Yeah.
That's been our experience. That's been our experience as well.
Just to make sure, though, but there's no corrections to that. You're just calling that out in the minutes.
My information.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So we probably haven't, done this in a while. We have some new members. Maybe it would be a great idea for the members of the committee to introduce themselves. I'm Greg Wathen. I'm president of the Technical Advisory Committee, but I also serve as the with the Economic Development Coalition of Southwest Indiana.
Nick Hall with District 2 Planning.
Matthew Bullock with NDOT.
Bill Hardy, Westside Improvement Association.
Carrie Aiken with MPO.
Pam Jock with MPO.
I'm Chris Gentry, Capital Program Director with NDOT.
Matt Schrieffer with the MPO.
Barry House, Transportation Cabinet, Central Office Planning.
John Pekosik with David Matthews Associates.
Say it, Chukwuzade with MPO.
John Will with Shrewsbury and Associates.
Mara Lamb with the MPO.
Sam Bomey with MPO.
Angie Greens with the Eastern Sales Rehabilitation Center.
Karen Diaz with the ARCA Madden
Bill. Mary Church with the MPO. Jeff Whitaker with Black Dealer Group.
I'm Rusty Fowler with NDOT.
Kirsten Jagger, Department of Highways Information Officer.
Great. Thank you, everyone. So let's go on to old business. Pam, you're going to give us a project update, and hopefully everybody had a copy of the project update you sent, but this is a lot more detailed, so please, Pam.
So we'll start with the updates on the local projects in Indiana. For the city of Evansville, Covert Avenue project, right-of-way has been certified, and the construction inspection consultant has been selected, and the agreement with the city has been executed. That project is on a February 5th 2020 letting. Walnut Street Phase 1, the construction inspection consultant has been selected and the agreement with the city is executed, and that too is on a February 5th letting. Walnut Street Phase 2, the early coordination letters and associated documents have been distributed to the consultation group as a part of the environmental process. Washington Avenue at 2nd Street and then on Washington Avenue through Parrot. The project was let on December 11th, bid letting, and the contract has been awarded to Blankenberger Brothers, Inc. for the low bid of $2,127,724. A signal preemption project for the fire department. The request for proposals from manufacturers of the equipment that we're looking into was posted on December 19th of 2019. Proposals are due to the city on January 16th. A signal head replacement project, notice to proceed with the design, was issued to the consultant. For Vanderburgh County projects, Columbia Delaware Bridge over Pigeon Creek, concrete patching is underway and will continue through the winter, and beam repairs have also started. Franklin Street Bridge project, field check meeting for the historic bridge alternatives analysis is scheduled for January 16th. Green River Road from Kansas to Boonville and Harmony. West half of the road construction activities are phase two, that's complete. Phase three construction has started with storm sewer installation underway. And the Oak Hill Road project, stage one plans were submitted to NDOT on December 23rd of 2019. Moving on to Wirt Alley projects, Telephone Road. The notice to proceed with design was given to the consultant on December 29th. And heading over to Kentucky, we have one update for the City of Heavensburg Building Henderson Walk-in Lane Bridge. The construction timeline was extended to December 18th of 2019 due to conflicts with existing utilities. And I don't know, Nick, do you know, is that bridge open or?
It's open to traffic, but it's not totally complete.
Oh, there it is.
Okay, but it is open.
Yeah, it's open to traffic.
Okay, thank you. And those are the local project updates. And then I'll turn it over to Chris to do the project updates for NDOT.
Well, before, are there any questions or anything on the local project updates? Anybody have any? Okay, please, then go ahead.
All right, we have a bunch of updates. I'm not going to go through all of them, just a few at the top. We had some projects go to letting. A couple of them were still awaiting on good faith effort reviews before those get awarded. We'll soon see those awarded. A couple of things of interest. One was mentioned earlier. That was the US 41 at Hillsdale Road. Made contact with CSX, looking at geotechnical work at this time, which is scheduled to be in December 16th through 20th. Is that still correct, Matt?
Yeah.
All right. Stage one plans were received for review on December 23rd, and then the public meeting is currently being planned out. So more to come in regards to that one. The next one down, State Road 66 at Epworth Road. We've had some conversations with Warrick County Economic Development and have met with our central office mobility team to discuss some additional reviews of traffic modeling and are looking at modeling a few different counts with that intersection. So that project is currently ongoing, and then a public hearing's in the works. US 41 at contract B42109. Have some approach survey completed and preliminary plans are expected in July. US 41 contract R41410. That project, we're looking at increasing the work on Morgan Avenue to the east and also looking at drainage. And then the project at the bottom, we've got some movement on our RFP since the last time. We've gone through our first phase of scoring. And if you remember last time I talked, we were going to do a two-phase scoring approach to that request for proposal. So towards the end of this month, we've got our second round of scoring coming up. We've got a short list of consultants, and we'll be meeting with them for interviews on that date. I believe it's marked January 21st. So that is coming up. And then once we have selection made from our consultant, those projects will move into the design phase. We had a meeting earlier today, actually just getting back from it at the chamber, and provided some updates, what I shared today with that group as well. Anything else? Do you guys have anything in addition to that? I guess any questions for any on the list? I know it's a big list of projects.
Any other questions, comments about any of the projects in the report? If not, thank you, Pam, on the project update. Matt, we're going to go to the, should have in front of you, the 2020 Title VI Goals and Accomplishments Report.
All right. At the beginning of every year, we look at what we accomplished as far as Title VI from the previous year and the goals for the upcoming year. And then we'll add these goals and accomplishments to the Title VI report that we update every few years, so that'll go in the appendix. The accomplishments are going to trainings for Title VI, doing trainings in office, those kind of things. We've actually added a few things with our regional transit advisory committees. We have a lot of discussion on improving transit throughout the region. So this last year was a one-page document. Now our goals are on the second page, so we're adding to that. So we'll continue to do similar things in 2020, looking at different webinars and meetings that we can go to related to Title VI. And every year we always put our Title VI and ADA complaints listed on there, and we still have yet to have any Title VI or ADA complaints, so we're doing good there. Any questions?
No, thank you. We have one action item here with, and so Pam, you'll take it through the TIP amendment with approval request.
So the Indiana Department of Transportation has requested the following amendments to the TIP. The first project is various locations for bridge rehabilitation, adding the project to the TIP with PE in fiscal year 2020 at a total of $207,000. Project will be funded with 80% federal STBG funding and a 20% state match. The second project is various locations for traffic signal modernization, lighting installation, and maintenance, adding the project to the TIP with PE in fiscal year 2020 for a total of $114,000, and a construction in 2021 for a total of $1,289,777. Project will be funded with 90% HSIP, which is safety funding, and a 10% state match. Next is various locations along I-64, install lighting. The project's being added to the TIP with PE in 2020 for a total cost of $527,777. The project will be funded with 90% safety funds and 10% state match. And the final project is on Diamond Avenue and its intersection, adding turn lanes at New Harmony Road, Mill Road, and is that Happy Road?
Poppy.
Okay. And Detroit.
Could adding, be Happy too.
Yeah. We hope. adding the project to the TIP with PE in 2020 at a cost of $160,000. And again, it's 90% safety funds and 10% state match.
Any questions? We do need action on this, so we entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? If not, signify by saying aye. Opposed? It is approved. Is there any other business to be brought forth before the Technical Advisory Committee?
We have a TIP modification that's just for informational purposes.
Okay.
It's various locations in Vincent's District, raised pavement markings project. This project, we already added it as part of a modification, added construction in fiscal year 2020 at a total cost of $796,000, and it's a 90-10 safety state match.
And that does not require, that was just for informational purposes, right? Any other business? Any public comments? If not, would entertain a motion to adjourn. Is there one?
I'm going to be here all day.
Second? Signify by saying aye. Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.